The makers of Oil Puddings and Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Claremont Men's College, Claremont, California. On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, his Ursula Twain, Jack Presser, and our special guests, Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneer. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
The Claremont.
Yeah. Well, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, you frightened me, Bergen. You really gave me quite a stir.
Good.
Don't ever sneak up on me like that.
No, all right, I won't. I'm sorry. I didn't know, Charlie. I didn't know you were so high strung.
Oh, I am, Bergen. Really, I am. I am just a bundle of nerves.
Is that so?
Yes. Not just plain nerves, but twitching nerves.
Is that so?
Just a mess of nerves. Oy, there I go again.
Yeah. Well, what brought all this on?
Undoubtedly overwork, Mr. Bergen.
Overwork?
Yes, sir. My poor little brain, it's just always, you know, it's just always ticking, ticking, ticking.
Yeah, yeah.
Schoolwork, homework, tests, examination. I tell you, Bergen, it's driving me mad.
Yeah.
Really, utterly mad.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Charlie, but remember, hard work never killed anyone.
No, but there's no use taking any chances. Oh, my poor little brain just can't take it. It's muscle-bound from something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what is the trouble?
Well, I got a physiology test tomorrow.
Yes.
Messy things, you know.
Yes.
It's all about the brain and the nervous system, you see.
Yes.
Oh, it's very technical. Pardon me.
No.
Be one down there.
No. Well, now suppose you tell me what you know about the brain.
Well, the brain.
Yes.
My brain is bounded on the north by hair.
Yeah.
On the east and west by ears, and on the south by me.
I see. Well, that's quite good.
Yeah.
If you really are interested, Charlie, In passing this test, I'll be glad to help you.
Oh, you are good.
Yes. Now let's take the divisions of the brain.
All right, we will.
Yes. And if you won't mind, I will use some technical terms.
Please do.
Yes.
You know, I've read up on this stuff myself a little, you know.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm not illiterate.
No. Now, the brain is divided into three parts.
Uh-huh.
Cerebrum, cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they? I say, what are they?
Well, you just said them.
Yes, I know. I want you to tell me what they are.
Weren't you listening?
Yes. I repeat, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they?
That's the cereal, the silly belly, and the oblong alligator.
No.
Am I warm?
No, you're not even warm. They're Latin words.
Make it a Latin alligator.
No. I thought you'd read books on the subject.
Well, I say books. It wasn't a very fat book. It didn't cover it thoroughly.
I see.
Tell the truth, it was more of a pamphlet.
A pamphlet?
Yes. How thick? Oh, I'd say around one page.
Around one page? Was it Heflinger's treatise on psychoneurology?
Not Heflinger's, no.
No,
I don't think it was.
Well, just what was it?
Well, if you must know, it was on the back of an iodine bottle.
On the back of an iodine. Just as I thought, you know nothing whatsoever about the subject.
I think that sums it up, yeah.
Yeah. Very well, now let's take the Latin word cerebellum.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let's pull the legs off first. Now, wait.
Now, first of all, what does Sarah mean to you?
Nothing, really. She's hardly more than a good friend. But a lovable kid, all right.
Now, what about Bellum?
She came in with Sarah, all right.
I can see I'll have to give you a simple illustration of how the brain works.
Well, you got the brain to do it, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, I like those little maxi digs. All right.
Now, let us take an example.
Let's do.
Now, suppose, let us say I want to move my arm.
Oh, let's say that. Yes. Oh, what mad fun. All right.
I want to move my arm, and lo and behold, it moves.
It did, didn't it?
Yes.
Oh, you're so clever. Do you tie your own shoelaces?
Now, that was an example of a voluntary action. Now, I'll give you an example of an involuntary action.
Well, you can pronounce it almost.
Yeah, yeah. Suppose I put your hand on a hot stove.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, well, all right, then. I'll put my hand on a hot stove.
That I like.
Yeah, all right. I'll put it another way.
Put it in the stove.
No. You're standing on a railroad track and a train is coming along. What do you do?
I get off the track.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's a fine thing. First you try to burn my hand and now you try to throw me under a train. Help, murder! Help!
Orchestra to bring you a dance at your wedding.
Your wedding, am I gonna shine at your
contents of most packages that come into the house is a secret the next few weeks. But here's one you can't open too soon because of what's inside. Royal Pudding. Rich, 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 rich flavor. Most of smooth and still. More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Royal.
More food energy than sweet fresh milk. Yes, more food energy than sweet fresh milk. That's the simple story of Royal Pudding. Mothers know the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, food energy. And Royal Puddings give even more, yes, even more food energy than the sweet, fresh milk you make them with. Give your children lots of milk and lots of Royal Puddings. Children must have food energy for the running and jumping that helps develop better bodies. A big, delicious serving of Royal costs just a few cents. So try Royal Puddings. Rich, delicious chocolate. Smooth, creamy vanilla. Mellow, golden butterscotch. Royal Pudding. Rich, 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 rich flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth and still. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
I'm certainly glad to see you.
Well,
I really am.
I hate to say this, but you got awful poor taste.
Yeah. I notice you've been reading a book here a lot lately. Are you coming to the end of it?
Well, I'm almost at the beginning now.
I see. Well, may I see the book?
Right here it is, Mr. Bergen.
Yes. Why, this is a diary.
Deal.
Why, it's the one I gave you last New Year's.
Deal. That's right. Same book here.
And you haven't written a thing in it.
No.
Well, how can you read a book that has no reading matter in it?
Well, it ain't easy.
No, I'm not. Realize that it wasn't a storybook.
Well, I thought the plots was kind of weak in them.
Yeah, they were. Mortimer, a diary is a personal journal or a memorandum of one's thoughts, activities, and achievements, useful in later years in recalling nostalgic images of the past. I'll show you how to keep your diary.
Thank you, yes.
Now, we'll start with today.
All right.
Yes. Now, what was the first thing you did this morning?
Oh, let's see now. Oh, yeah, I woke up.
You woke up? I see.
Yeah. Well, was that yesterday?
No. All right. Now, what did you do after you woke up?
I watched the sun come up.
You watched the sun come up?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't take long.
Yeah, it took all morning.
All morning.
I was looking the wrong way.
Oh, I see. Well, that's too bad. And then what did you do this afternoon?
Well, I was, let's see, this afternoon I, let's see now, boom de boom 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 boom. What was the question?
What was the question? You certainly have a poor memory.
Well, poor but honest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember I sat in a phone booth.
Oh, you sat in a phone booth. Uh-huh. Had a lot of calls to make.
Well, I just wanted to be there in case somebody called me.
All right. Now, did you do anything worthwhile today?
Well, yeah, from 2 to 4, I was real busy.
Uh-huh.
Watching a bug.
Watching a bug. And what was the bug doing?
Oh, watching me.
Watching
me.
Well, so far you've done nothing worth recording in your diary. Now, what do you do the rest of the day?
Well, from then on, I'm afraid I just wasted my time.
Yeah. Well, you're utterly ridiculous. Today, I'm not going to ask you what makes you so stupid.
Oh, no?
No.
What's the matter? Are you losing interest in me?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
cowboy out.
Well, I'm dressed this way because we're expecting Roy Rogers.
Lucky we're not expecting Lady Godiva.
What was that? What was that?
Who knew? Well, I'm awful sorry, folks, but my .45 was leaking.
Oh, I see.
Hiya, Roy.
Well, howdy, Charlie. How are you?
Glad to welcome the king of the cowboys.
Oh, rather, yes. You'll forgive me for not curtsying, you see, but I have a child horse in my leg.
I won't make too much fuss, Hope. You know how honest I am. Well, now, where do I plug in my neon pants?
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Roy, how do you like my new outfit? Don't you think I'm wild and woolly?
Well, you might be wild, but with such a high forehead, I doubt if you'll ever be woolly.
Well, there might be something in that.
Roy, I sure envy you being a famous cow catcher.
Oh, Chuck, Charlie, anybody can be a movie cowboy.
A girl can't, you know.
Oh.
Charlie, you've got the easy job. You never get thrown from a microphone.
No, have you ever tried to stay on top of a hooper?
I say, Mr. Rogers, tell me, how can a person become successful in these Western cinemas?
Well, for one thing, you have to have a smart horse like Trigger.
Oh, yeah?
He can count up to 20.
Oh, that's remarkable, you know. No toes, either.
Trigger can do just about anything but talk.
Well, Bergen can arrange that, too. I wish I were in your boots.
So do I. My feet are killing me.
Now, I mean, you picture cowboys have a cinch, I think.
Oh, you think it's easy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty rugged out on picture locations. You know, we even sleep out at night.
Yeah? Well, they don't come too rugged for me. I'm an old cowhand from Chase and Sam. Let's get going, partner, huh?
But it certainly is nice out here under these stars.
Yeah, but it's cold out here.
Well, move closer to the campfire.
If I move any closer, I'll be the campfire. What in the world is that stuff?
Well, that's the coyote's mating call.
Mating call? Sure sounds like they hate to get married, doesn't it? Hey, Roy, how about playing on your guitar, huh?
Well, how would you like to hear me sing a song? Well, I'll sing it anyway. That is, if the Sons of the Pioneers will help me out.
Oh.
Loaded pistol and loaded dice. Take my warning, I'll pay the price. But it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistol and loaded dice.
Now, Trigger Johnson was a gambling cub who went and joined the Western Social Club, where shooting dice was everybody's whim. It seemed they favored everyone but him.
Loaded pistols and loaded dice. Take my warning, I'll pay the price. Cause it ain't healthy to try it twice.
They were taking him for fair. He said, I know this game ain't on the square. I mean, them loaded dice ain't gonna do. Cause I've got something here that's loaded too.
Loaded pistol and loaded dice. Take my warning, I'll pay the price. Cause it ain't healthy to try it twice.
Oh,
loaded pistol and loaded die.
Hey, that was swell, fellas. Say, you know, I heard a good story today.
You did? Why don't you tell it, Captain?
You know, I was talking to the guy who runs the chuck wagon, and I asked him why food always tastes so good out in the open. And he said any meal tastes better if you have good coffee, you see. And the new improved Chase and Sanborn that you get today is the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. Just taste Chase and Sanborn now. Everybody's praising the new blend of Chase and Sanborn coffee. It's a sensation everywhere. But when one person tries to tell another how greatly the flavor is improved, it comes down to... Well, taste it, no matter what else is said. To say that it's out of this world or just beyond words, that doesn't tell you what to expect. Even if the lady who does the shopping assures you that it's the richest, most flavorful coffee money can buy, you still won't know until you taste it, because this is a new coffee experience. It's a triumph of blending that raises finer coffees to a glorious new flavor pitch. And that flavor is fully protected for you in the vacuum pack. As soon as the new Chase and Sanborn leaves the roasting ovens with its flavor multiplied in the blending, it's quickly vacuum sealed. No other container can give you such abundant flavor so fresh. Taste it. Ask your grocer for improved Chase and Sanborn, the amazing new coffee sensation.
You know, it reminds me of...
Boys, it's time to go to sleep. We've got to be on the set early, and it's 12:30 now.
Yeah, good night, Roy.
Good night,
Roy.
Oh, I'm so sleepy. Good old sleeping bag. This is the life for me. Good night, everybody.
Wake up, Charlie. Wake up. It's 3 o'clock.
Hey, the nights are getting shorter, ain't they? Well,
we start shooting early at Republic.
Who's the director, an owl?
Well, we've got a lot of soon scenes to shoot today.
Yeah, well, do we have to sneak up on them in the dark?
Dark? Why, that's daylight coming through over yonder.
Yeah, well, let's crawl back in the sack before the darn stuff gets all over us.
I say, chaps, we're being surrounded by Indians.
Indians? Oh, they got bows and arrows.
How do I get out of here?
Just follow that arrow.
What's the matter, Charlie?
Oh, he shot an arrow into the air and he punctured me. I can't say where.
Are you really hit?
Yes. Got me right in the luggage carrier.
Hey, what's new with my .45? I'll scare him.
Rogers, please, can't you make these Redskins bite the dust or something?
It's a little early in the season. I reckon they're not biting yet. Hold them fire. Hold them fire.
Diggers, the chief is coming here.
Me want them powwow.
Well, tell him we're all out of pow.
Excuse me, your Redskinship, but... Are you Mo Harvey?
No, me Jack Harvey. Mo, him selling blankets. White Indians not get job this picture.
Because the script doesn't call for any Indians.
Pretty flimsy excuse.
Go sit on a feather.
You'll keep nose out of this small-sized totem pole.
But let me explain, Chief.
We got no time now, pale puss. We gotta go now and collect them unemployment checks. Come, babe.
Got rid of him, Roy, didn't we?
Senior Rogers, I am ready to rehearse my lines, I think.
Hey, who is this little prairie chicken? She'll be my Claremont enchilada. What about little smoochin'?
Senor, what is smoochin'?
Oh, you don't know. Oh, putty, putty, putty.
Go away. I want to putty with Mr. Rogers. He is so pretty.
You know, shucks, ma'am, I ain't pretty. Handsome, maybe, but not pretty.
I see you know which side your tortilla is butted on.
Oh, sigh, sigh, senor.
Sigh, sigh. Folks, she ain't really Spanish. The best we could do on short notice today.
Maybe not real Spanish, but I can ride my pinto pony more better than you. Giddy up, old paintbrush.
Imagine that, a pony with an outboard motor. Look at this guy coming towards us now with a rope. What's he made up for?
Well, you do a big scene with him.
Yeah?
You're going to be head and shoulders above everybody.
Oh, good.
He hanged you from a tree.
Oh, goodbye. Pam.
My name is Bad Man Twing. Yeah, and I am a desperate character.
Well, at least you're a character.
Yeah, thank you. In my hanging, friends, I use only the finest grade of rope. It's real Manila.
I don't care what flavor it is, I'm getting out of here.
Well, there's no danger if you use the right kind of a knot.
Oh, of course not. Well, no, it's really a fine knot, but I, Grant, I can give you a nice granny knot.
Granny knot, yes.
Well, no, it isn't exactly a granny knot either because I learned it from my uncle.
Well, then it's an unky knot.
Yeah. It's on my father's side.
Yeah, all right. I hope he's better now.
Well, he had an appendectomy. I suppose, please, suppose that I take and tie a pinky bow on you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I just slip it down over your head like
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now there, and the knot is tied, and I pronounce you man and wife.
Hey, that was a wedding scene in another picture.
Well, I'm glad you told me. I almost paid him $2.
Now, to show you how it's done, I'll just throw the rope up over this, if you'll pardon the expression, limb.
Charlie, there isn't anything to be afraid of. We have an actor named Herbie who, well, he's done it a lot of times.
Well, why don't you let Herbie do it now?
Herbie isn't with us anymore.
Oh, he isn't?
No, someone gave a little jerk on the end of the rope and he lost his head.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be the little jerk on the end of this rope. Goodbye.
From Tiny Tim to Old Man Scrooge, everybody agrees on this. So it's something for you to remember. Remember, mothers, royal puddings give more food energy than sweet, fresh milk. You all know the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, food energy. And royal puddings give even more food energy, yes, even more food energy than sweet, fresh milk. Treat your family to delicious chocolate royal pudding. So inexpensive, too. Remember, too, that royal gelatin desserts are back, better than ever. Children especially love royal gelatin desserts with their gay, tempting colors and luscious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, pineapple, orange, lemon, lime that make you dream of fresh, ripe fruit. Delicious, served plain or in dozens of fancier ways. Topped with whipped cream or with fruit added. Ask for royal gelatin desserts at your grocer's tomorrow. And while you're there, remember, royal pudding. Rich in flavor. More so cool than still. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk. Next study to Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sterd, Ray Noble, Lady Gordon, Pat Patrick, and their special guest, Gary Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, all of us want to do our best in every way to relieve the critical world food situation. By sharing our food, we can stave off starvation in Western Europe. Each of us can help in two simple ways. First, by eliminating the waste of food in our home. Second, by choosing the foods that are most plentiful in local stores. By sharing a meal, we can help save a life. This week, when you're buying groceries, ask for oil pudding, potatoes, and Sanborn coffee. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Claremont, California.